Of that song, God's grace is enough. We welcome you to worship this morning and ask that you would bow with us as we commit our service today to the Lord in prayer. Father in heaven, we thank you for your grace, and we agree once again that it is enough, for we are incapable of having enough in ourselves, and if it were not for your grace, where would we be?
Amen.
We thank you for your love. And we thank you for the expression of that love in so many ways, but most of all, through the gift of Jesus, who gave his life because of your love for us. And that he not only shed his blood and was buried, but that he rose again on the third day, bringing us hope for victory in this life, victory over death, and the promise of eternal life. As we come together today, Lord, may we do so humbly, and may we be willing to lift our hearts in praise, being thankful for all you have done for us. And we give this thanks and offer our praise in the name of Jesus. Amen.
God who saves us, you're worthy of all our praise.
once today.
Yes.
In your presence, all our fears are washed away. 'Cause when we see you, we find strength to face the day. In your presence, all our fears are washed away. Washed away. Hosanna, Hosanna, you are the God who saves us, you're worthy of all our praises. Hosanna, Hosanna, come have your way among us, we welcome you here, Lord Jesus. Hosanna, 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 Hosanna.
Yes, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Yes, we do, Lord. We all need compassion.
Everyone needs compassion, a love that's never failing. Let mercy fall on me. Everyone needs forgiveness, kindness of a Savior. The hope of nations. Savior, he can move the mountains. My God is mighty to save. He is mighty to save. Forever, author of salvation. He rose and conquered the grave. Jesus conquered the grave. So take me as you find me, all my fears and failures. Fill my life again. My life to follow, everything I believe in. Now I surrender.
We surrender, Jesus.
Savior, he can move the mountains. My God is mighty to save.
Yes,
he is mighty to save. Forever author of salvation, he rose and conquered the grave. Jesus conquered the grave. Savior, he can move the mountains. My God is mighty to save. He is mighty to save.
Forever
author of salvation, he rose and conquered the grave. Jesus conquered the grave.
Hallelujah, Lord.
Shine your light and let the whole world see. Singing for the glory of the risen King. Jesus, shine your light and let the whole world see. For the glory of the risen King. Savior, he can move the mountains. My God is mighty to save. He is mighty to save. Forever author of salvation, the whole world sing, singing for the glory of the risen King. Jesus, shine your light and let the whole world sing, singing for the glory of the risen King. Shine your light and let the whole world sing, singing for the glory of the risen King. Jesus, shine your light and let the whole world sing, singing for the glory of the risen King. Jesus, shine your light and let the whole world sing, singing for the glory of the risen King. Jesus, shine your light and let the whole world sing, singing for the glory of the risen King. Savior, He can move the mountains. My God is mighty to save. He is mighty to save. Forever, author of salvation. He rose and conquered the grave. Yes, Jesus conquered the grave.
Hallelujah, Lord. You conquered the grave.
Praise you, Jesus. Amen. The wonderful assurance that is ours because of Jesus' victory over sin and death and the grave can be expressed in a lot of ways, and I recently was impressed with a little statement that said, you've heard it before, everything will work out in the end. Well, if it hasn't worked out yet, it's not the end. But in the end, it'll all work out. It will all work out, and it can all work out because of what we were just singing, the victory that ultimately is ours. We've got to keep that eternal perspective. You may be seated. It's good to see you this morning. I'm going to make a personal announcement this morning that's not in the bulletin. Yours truly is looking for a stationary bike. If anybody in the church has one, I'm sure everyone has had two or three somewhere in their lifetime. We have. Thank you, Mona. I will talk to you later. I've decided that the best therapy I can take is riding that stationary bike for about 15 minutes every morning, and I'm finally convinced that that's what I want to do. So pardon that personal announcement, but thank you, Mona. Also, if you have your bulletins handy this morning, just double check the things that we're going to talk about that we need to be reminded of. Wanted to let you know about the Dustin Dale Worthington Memorial Fund, which provides calves for 4-H and FFA students in the state of Kentucky. And this has been going on, sponsored by Dennis and Dana for several years now, since Dustin's passing. And each year, a silent auction has been held at the Beef Festival. This year, that's going to be on October 5th up at the fairgrounds. And if you have items to donate, you could see Dana or Dennis and let them know about that. And I think this is a very worthy project. And we were glad to pass that on to the members of the church here. So, Dina, you'll be glad to talk with anyone who wants to have an item or find out more about it. And we missed Dennis this morning. Is he feeling kind of down? Oh, well, we keep him lifted up. While I'm thinking of folks, John Jones is in the Hagen Hospital with a urinary tract infection. Chuck Coughlin has been moved from Cardinal Hill back to Good Samaritan Hospital. And so we're trying to keep up with all of our folks who are having health issues and keep them lifted up in prayer. Linda Bug, Donna Tingle's mom, who had a procedure for this clogged carotid artery, discovered that that clotting was further in the brain than the doctors in Danville had anticipated, and they did not feel comfortable, so they're recommending her to Central Baptist for a specialist in that area in a couple of weeks. So you'll find all these names on our prayer chain, I believe, and on the weekly electronic email from the prayer chain. So please keep these folks lifted up in prayer. Also, as you notice about Steve Clark serving as a deacon, we will be proceeding just in the next couple of weeks with an ordination for Steve. For the last couple of weeks, Steve's been on vacation. That's why you've not seen him. I think they've gone to Myrtle Beach. So all the feedback has been positive concerning his willingness to serve our church in the role of a deacon. Also, if you look at the upcoming events, man, October is coming on us quicker than you can expect. We'll have the Campbellsville University Outreach Team here the first Sunday in October. Also, a spaghetti potluck luncheon following. The 13th, our elders and deacons meeting at 5. October 19th is our annual staff meeting, be held at the Extension office. October 20th is our regular communion Sunday and our ministry at the Willows at 3:30. So please give heed to these announcements. I'm sure there's some announcements that need to be made or praise reports. We'll take just a few minutes. If you'll raise your hand and be recognized, I see John, I see Wanda, Ruth back there. So Kent, if you'll take care of that, please.
Just a reminder, on next Sunday, the 29th, I am right. The Danville pool, or our pool party at the Danville Wellness Center is going to happen from 2 to 4. And I need you to kind of sign up so we know how much to pay. So let us know. And you got any little kitties hit off somewhere, bring them, because this is what it's essentially for. The rest of us just to have a little fun too. So I thank you, and it's in the back.
For general information for those who might for some reason come to the church a little bit later, for some reason go back out and get locked out, keep in your phone some of the telephone numbers of the deacons that are listed on the back of the sheet, and you can dial them and somebody will come in and let you back in.
I've got two praise reports and one request. First of all, 2 weeks ago, I think Nikki, we were here and Steve preached and she had bad headaches and they're gone. Okay. She's done really good. She's had just minor, no major headaches. John was, Johnny had, we thought we had celiac. He's been tested and he don't have celiac. He's doing really good. Therefore, I've been reading the brochures, and I think I have celiac. So I took all the tests and stuff, and I went to give blood, and they found bacteria in my blood, and they found stuff that is low potassium and stuff. So I need a prayer.
Yes, John.
Thank you.
Amen.
Two things. First of all, I just got a text from Marty Ryan. We were texting back and forth about an appointment I have. He's in bed sick this morning with his back out, so we need to pray for him this morning. But the other thing is, there is a sign-up sheet for the spaghetti dinner on the back table. Colleen has graciously offered to bring gluten-free pasta for those that need it, so that will be there. There's sign-up for pasta, salad, and desserts. The rest of it the church will take care of. So if you have any questions, feel free to give me a call or corner me after church.
Just want to thank y'all for praying for me through this thing with my foot. Went to the doctor today, got the last few stitches out, and I forgot to ask him after I left, but he's released me. Called back and said, can I get in the water now? And he said yes. So Tim Shannon suggested aqua therapy, and that's getting out on the boat. I've been missing that this summer, so looking forward to that, and thank y'all for your prayers.
Be praying for my family. We are headed to Georgia as of Friday to be with family, and some of my family members are not doing very well.
We will, Ann. Thank you. In the last few weeks, we've had some new folks who are part of our church visiting. Be sure and introduce yourself. And, you know, there's nothing like going to a new church and kind of breaking that barrier, and nothing helps like folks making you feel really welcome. And I know you all will do a good job of that. Aaron?
Yep. Mom and I met a lady the other day, and she is the house manager at Lisa Walker House. And it's a sister house to Isaiah House. And when I got to talking to her, kind of found out they have a real need for toiletries, kind of full-size shampoos, toothpaste, toothbrush, makeup, all that kind of stuff. It's all women. So we're going to be taking donations until the end of October. And then also taking donations for the Christian Life Center, which they need always. Cans of tuna, ramen noodles, saltine crackers, cans of soups. We're going to get lists to have it listed out exactly what they need. But if anybody wants to donate to that, we're just going to set up some boxes downstairs and do it through October.
I have guests today. They are from Japan, but they're in Harrodsburg for a few months. And this is Yuko and Emmy and Yukisha. And their last name is Ono.
Well, we make them very kindly welcome, very much so. Anyone else? We have some birthdays. Can somebody check that recording? We're almost gun shy about these birthdays now, getting them all straightened out. So I'm going to ask, Bill Bergen, are you having a birthday today? Yes, he is. Okay, happy birthday, Bill. Pardon? 60, that's a landmark. Every birthday that ends in zero, we find, is significant these days. The 23rd, Nikki Choppa, happy birthday. And come on in, Mary. It's your birthday, Monday, September 23rd. If we got that right. Yeah. Nothing like everybody calling attention to the folks who are just coming on in, but come on in. It doesn't matter. It's your birth. Monday's your birthday. Well, I guess keeping up with. Yeah, Nikki. I did. Yeah. That's all right. Over the next year or two, I know Colleen thinks I'm becoming senile. So if occasionally she says, "Did you do that?" just to understand it's out of great love and concern for her husband. Well, let's sing happy birthday to Bill Bergen, Big 6-0. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, God bless you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Bill, and Nikki, and Mary. Happy birthday to all of you folks. When? This week, the 26th, happy birthday. I wish I knew how to sing that in Japanese, but happy birthday to you. Don't even try, right? Now I got Tim watching, too. I do need to update you for prayer. John Jones is absent today because John's in Hagen Hospital. Vance Smith called me from Florida last night and said John was suffering with a urinary tract infection and had to be admitted to the hospital here in Hagen. So please keep him lifted up. If it's convenient for you, you might stop by and just see how he's doing, give him a word of encouragement. I think I might be able to manage that this afternoon just to check on him. Those who are in our Friday men's prayer group, Chuck Coughlin, who's a part of that group, Chuck was at Cardinal Hill. He had some setback, and he's now at Good Samaritan, moved from Cardinal Hill back to the hospital. So we want to keep Chuck lifted up. And I think I told you about Linda Bug and that procedure that's going to be in a couple of weeks, and obviously she's quite concerned about that. Well, let's go before the Lord in prayer, and this is a good opportunity. If there's a prayer on your heart, maybe a prayer of thanksgiving or one of these prayer requests kind of touched your heart and you'd like to be the one to take it before the throne of grace, we'll bow together and take that opportunity just now. Father, thank you for opening the throne room of grace constantly with an invitation to come, an invitation to not come in fear, but to come humbly, but also to come boldly. Boldly because of Christ. Boldly because of the assurance that we have of your love. Boldly because we know that you are eager to hear from us and to hear us admit how much we depend on you and to know how loving you really are. Give us understanding, Father, as we come before your throne of grace. Help us to know that you do work all things according to a purpose. And sometimes we see it and we get glimpses and we rejoice. But even when we don't, Father, we are assured by faith that all things are under your control and that they will work out in the end and that they will work out for our good and for your glory. Give us such a heart of trust and dependence upon you that we not be overcome when we're walking in the valley of trouble or illness or despair. Strengthen us, Father, by your Spirit. We give you glory and praise today in the name of Jesus. Amen. At this time, we'll dismiss the children to Children's Church, and I'll ask the worship team to come and lead us in another season of worship as we prepare for the message today.
Then came the morning that sealed the promise. Your buried body began to breathe. Out of the silence, the roaring lion declared the grave has no claim.
the Word at the beginning, one with God the Lord Most High. Your hidden glory in creation now revealed in you are Christ. What a beautiful name it is. What a beautiful name it is. The name of Jesus Christ, my King. What a beautiful name it is. Nothing compares to this. What a beautiful name it is. The name of Jesus. Didn't want heaven without us, so Jesus, you brought heaven down. My sin was great, your love was greater. What could separate us now? What a wonderful name it is. What a wonderful name it is. Name of Jesus Christ, my King. What a wonderful name it is. Nothing compares to this. What a wonderful name it is. The name of Jesus. What a wonderful name it is. The name of Jesus.
Hallelujah. Death could not hold you. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, thank you. thank you that you set us free. Thank you, Lord, that you move mountains, that you love us with a love that we can't even comprehend. Thank you, God. We bless you and we honor you and you give glory to you this morning, Jesus. No one deserves the praises that we sing but you, Jesus. No one. High and lifted up, you are, Lord. We praise you. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. We love you, Jesus. The people say, we love you.